Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Age of Living Machines, How Biology Will Build the Next Technology Revolution by Susan Hockfield. Narrated by Andrea Gallo. Prologue. For the last couple of decades, as a dean and then provost at Yale, and then as president and now president emerita of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or MIT, I've had the privilege of looking over the scientific horizon, and what I've seen is breathtaking. Ingenious and powerful biologically based tools are coming our way. Viruses that can self-assemble into batteries, proteins that can clean water, nanoparticles that can detect and knock out cancer, prosthetic limbs that can read minds, computer systems that can increase crop yield. These new technologies may sound like science fiction, but they're not. Many of them are already well along in their development, and each of them has emerged from the same source, a revolutionary convergence of biology and engineering. This book tells the story of that convergence, of remarkable scientific discoveries that bring two largely divergent paths together, and of the path-breaking researchers who are using this convergence to invent tools and technologies that will transform how we will live in the coming century. We need new tools and technologies. Today's world population of around 7.6 billion is projected to rise to well over 9.5 billion by 2050. In generating the power that fuels, heats, and cools our current population, we've already pumped enough carbon dioxide into the atmosphere to change the planet's climate for centuries to come. And we're now grappling with the consequences. Temperatures and sea levels are rising, and large portions of the globe are plagued with drought, famine, and drug-resistant disease. Simply scaling up our current tools and technologies will not solve the daunting challenges that face us globally. How can we generate more abundant yet cleaner energy, produce sufficient clean water, develop more effective medicines at lower cost, enable the disabled among us, and produce more food without disrupting the world's ecological balance? We need new solutions to these problems. Without them, we are destined for troubled times. We've overcome prospects as dire as these before. In 1798, the Reverend Thomas Robert Malthus, a British cleric, economist, and demographer, observed that population growth inevitably outpaced the growth in food production. His analysis led him to warn of only one possible outcome: widespread outbreaks of famine, war, and disease. These outbreaks, Malthus claimed, would keep population growth in check, but only by the deaths of many people. "The superior power of population," he wrote, "cannot be checked without producing misery or vice." But Malthus got it wrong. Farmers in his day had already begun to adopt new technologies, including four-field crop rotation and applying fertilizer from new sources to their crops. These new technologies fundamentally changed the equation. They made land more productive and sent more food into the marketplace. With more food available, England's population grew even more rapidly than Malthus projected, which helped to meet the workforce demands of the Industrial Revolution. The technology-driven agricultural revolution of the 19th century contributed to launching a new age of innovation and economic growth. We've arrived at a similar moment today. Dire problems confront us with potentially disastrous consequences. Unchecked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?